So let's review. The Gemara discusses the shisin to where the liquids flowed. Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that shisin misheshes meverashes nibru. They've existed since creation, and this is learned from a pasuk. Chamuke yirchayach kamoy chaloyim ma'isidei aman. Your hidden flanks are like jewels, the handiwork of a master craftsman. Chamuke yirchayach refers to the shisin which are at the yerach, the foot of the mizbeach. Kamoy chaloyim alludes to shemechulalin v'yardin ad hatohim. They are hollow and descend to the depths because mechulalin, which means hollow, is similar to chaloyim, jewels. Ma'isid de'oman, they are the handiwork of Hashem. Tabei Rishmol also taught that the shisin existed since creation, based on the word bereshis, which can be split into two words, bereshis, he created shis. Beisi taught in another braisa, shisin mechulalin v'yardin ad tohim, shenema, ashirino liyididi shiras doidi l'charmoy. I will sing on behalf of my beloved the song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. Kerem hoy liyididi bekeren ben Shimon. My beloved Hashem Yisbarach had a vineyard in a fertile corner, Eretz Yisrael. Ve'yaskeyu ve'yaskilehu, he encircled it with a fence and cleared it of stones. Ve'yateu sarek, he planted it with choice shoots. This refers to the base of Migdash. Ve'even Migdal Batecha, he built a tower in it, the Mizbeach. Ve'gam yekev chatzabai, he even hewed a wine vat within it, the shisin. The Gemara continues to discuss the shisin. As Rashi explains, Blazber Tzadik disagrees with Rabbi Yesi and the other Rabbanon, who said shisin mecholol miyardin atatayim, and says, Lul katan hoye ben kevesh l'mizbeach ben marabish al kevesh. There was a small space between the ramp and the altar, which opened into an above-ground cavity in the western side of the ramp, into which all the nesachim drained. Every 7 years, the younger kahanim would go down there and clean out the congealed wine that had collected there. They would burn these cake-like pieces in the chatzer, the temple courtyard. This halacha is derived from Gzeirah Shavah. The pasuk here says, "B'kodesh hasech nesach sheichel Hashem," in the holy area the wine would be poured for Hashem. And regarding burning nisr, the pasuk says, "B'sarafta es hanisr be'esh lo yechel k'kodeshu." We compare the pouring to the burning. K'shem sh'nesucha b'kedusha, kach streifasa b'kedusha. Just like the pouring was done in the holy area, the burning must also be in the holy place. The Gemara continues with the following Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah. Nesachim v'tchila mo'ilim mehen. The liquids initially have an isra me'ila and may not be used for personal benefit. Once they have descended to the shisin, there is no isra me'ila. Now, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, who said lul katan hoye ben kevesh l'mizbeach, the wine was accessible, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that there is no isra me'ila. According to the Rabban, who said shisin mecholol v'yardin ad tohayim, we must say that the Mishnah is speaking of a case b'di'iklet, where somebody suspended a vessel beneath the mizbech to gather the wine before it flowed down to the depths. There is no isra me'ilah because of the principle of ein lecha dabar shenas mitzvasli u'moilim bay. Once a mitzvah is performed with an item, it can no longer be subject to me'ilah. Rish Lakish said that they would plug up the shisin during the pouring because the pasuk says, "B'kodesh hasech nesach sheicher l'Hashem," and Rav Papa says that sheicher implies shesia sevia sheichers, drinking, satiation, and intoxication. Rashi explains that plugging up the shisin makes the bowl fill up like a throat that is full and satiated from wine. Rav Papa says that this teaches us that the satisfying abilities of wine occur in the throat, not in the stomach when it is skipped. Rav said a young Torah scholar who does not have much wine should drink it legamea gimuye, in large gulps, so he feels satisfied from it. Rav himself would gulp kisa de brachasa, the cup of wine used for benching, to show chiva mitzvah, love for the mitzvah. The Gemara returns to the pasuk from Shir HaShirim and explains it further. Rav explains, "Mayafu pamayich bin olam bas nadav. How lovely are your steps in sandals, daughter of the noble." This refers to the steps of the Jews when they ascend to Yerushalayim for the festivals. Nalim sandals is like the word aliyah, ascending. Nadav referred to Avram Avinu, who is called a noble in Tehillim. Nidivi am nesafu am eliki Avram. The school of Ravana taught that Chamuk Yerchayech, the roundness of your sides, compares words of Torah to a person's sides. Mayerch Baseser after Vitara Baseser. Just like your sides are hidden and private, words of Torah must be studied discreetly. The Gemara quotes a similar idea from Rabbi Elazar, who says, the Pasuk V'hatznei Leches Emelekecha, you shall walk discreetly with your Almighty, teaches that in all matters of charity and acts of kindness, we must act with discretion. The Gemara relates three more lessons from Rav Elazar. Gadol ha'isid tzedakah yes mikol karbanas. Someone who gives tzedakah is greater than someone who brings karbanas, as it says. Asid tzedakah mishpat nifchol Hashem mizavach. Performing acts of charity and justice are preferable to Hashem than the karban. Gadol gemil chasadim yesim minat tzedakah. Acts of kindness are greater than giving charity, as the pasuk says. Zara lechem letzedakah v'kitzru lefi chasad. Plant charity and harvest kindness. Harvesting is better than planting because at the planting stage, safek oichel, safek ena oichel, it may or may not grow, and you cannot be certain that you will be able to eat. However, adam kaitzer v'adei oichel, once you get to the harvesting stage, you will certainly be able to eat since the food has already grown. Finally, Rabbi Elazar taught, ein stuka mishtalemes elefi chesed shaba. Charity is only rewarded based on the kindness with which it was performed. The Gemara cites a brisa that shows how chesed, acts of kindness, are greater than tzedakah, or charity, in three ways. Tzedakah is only with money, but chesed can be done with money and with one's body. Tzedakah is only given to the poor, but chesed can be done with the poor and the rich. Tzedakah can only be given to the living, but chesed can be done with the living and the dead. Rilaza also taught, ha'oseh tzedakah mishpat, kilu milu kala olam kulei chesed. Whoever performs tzedakah and justice is as if he has filled the entire world with chesed, as the pasuk says, oiv tzedakah mishpat, chesed Hashem al ha'aretz. Someone who loves tzedakah and justice, the world will be filled with the chesed of Hashem because of it. The Gemara explains that not all who attempt to achieve this will achieve it, because mayakur chaz l'chalakim, how precious is your kindness, Hashem. But those who fear Hashem will not have any trouble, as it says, v'chesed Hashem mi'eilam v'adeilam al yireiv. The kindness of Hashem is forever and ever upon those who fear Him. Rabbi Chama bar Papa said this pasuk means that whoever has a certain grace upon them, b'yedua shuhu yari shemayim, it's certain that they fear Hashem. Rabbi Elazar has one more lesson to teach. Pia pascha v'chachma v'saris chesed al l'shayna. Her mouth is open with wisdom, and the Torah of kindness is on her lips. Torah's chesed refers to Torah that is learned for its own sake and no ulterior motive. Torah learned for other reasons is not Torah's chesed.